Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Hello, and welcome back to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And we are back from seeing Girls Trip.
Yes, Girls Trip.
Which was something initially was not on my list. But it was getting a lot of big reviews from the critics and the people.
Yep, because it came in second under the movie.
Dunkirk.
Yep, they sure did.
Dunkirk. Yes. So we said, let's check it out. So what made it interesting for me was not give you a taste of the actual trailer.
Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this day of life. My heart is so full of joy for these women right here. Lord, please make sure that Lisa don't get an STD and that nobody has kidney failure, because we're finna get messed up. And let me get pregnant by somebody rich. That's all I ask. Amen.
We haven't hung in 5 years. I miss you guys. We need a girls' trip.
That's my car.
Not anymore, baby.
What if I just whip out my titties, you know? Okay, a titty.
I'll take a titty for a bike ride.
You sure you want to get turned this weekend with your girls?
I say this out of love.
Preach, girl.
If you are going to come along with us, please refrain from saying things like preach or go girl or any other colloquialisms that you may have looked up on Urban Dictionary.
So a lot of that was like, are you kidding me?
That was so funny.
Are you kidding me? So it was kind of like, am I going to get the male version of The Hangover? I mean, the female version of The Hangover. That's what I thought. And then with a lot of black women, I was like, God, they're going to make these sisters look so crazy. But got some kind of different. So it was pretty different. So I'm going to hand it over to my wife, Alicia.
It was hilarious. I was laughing. I was laughing so hard. I was crying. It was so good. So Girls Trip is about a bunch of women trying to reunite and have good go back to having fun again. And, you know, they lost contact and they decide, okay, let's get together. And one of the girlfriends just so happened to be this famous person and say, hey, let's go to the Essence Festival. So I'll pay you everybody's way. We're going to go to the Essence Festival and just have fun like we always did. And it just, from there, it was just crazy, because I see these women and I know every last one of them. I know them from somebody or from a group of women that I'm with, and they just go and just have fun. But they also had issues. And so with that, you can kind of relate to understand what the issues they're having and kind of relate to them and kind of understand what they're going through. But in the meantime, they were all having a good time through the whole situation. You know, looking at the movie, there were some little things that I was seeing that was kind of like they could have done a little better with, you know, like I was seeing like the crowd, they were trying to make it look fuller. Yeah. They need to put more people out there, or I don't think they did it around Essence Festival. I think they probably could have or done so, but I think that, you know, that was another thing too. There were certain things that I thought just was hilarious, you know, with Queen Latifah saying, you know, that's what white people do, you know, going through the, what is that thing? Hanging through the,
yeah, like the zip line.
Yeah. Zip line. And it was going through building to building. I'm like, what the hell that, but you know what it was funny because that was true, you know? The clothes, I mean, if you're a woman and you like to dress, they represent it. I mean, they kind of like made Jada kind of like that homely kind of person, but
at
you know,
At first.
Yeah, at first. But, you know, if you with your girls ain't going to let you walk out there looking kind of, you know, looking homey. So, I mean, I could relate to that. I mean, it was just really, it was like I wanted to be with them and have fun with them. You know, that's how it felt with the movie. And I think that's a good way of them doing it. How he did it, it made you want to be there with those women and just have a ball with them.
Yeah. It was a good way of presenting old friends. It was, how can we reminisce? We had a crew back in the day. We did so much together. And then, just like anyone else, you get older and you start doing your own thing. Want to have a family. Some is doing something that they used to do, but they're not doing it again. Some are in different cities. It was all about friendship, which was a good common core. But like I thought from the beginning was, or from the previews, it was going to be just a female hangover. So, but that's definitely not what it was. And they had some kind of, you know, typical scenes that, you know, kind of over the top, but it was subtle. The preview seemed like it was going to go all the way through the movie, but it didn't. And, you know, so it was portions that kind of came up here and there. The dialogue wasn't so raunchy. It was
girls what being you real, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. If you're a guy, you're kind of like, damn, they talk like that? Yeah, yes, damn right they talk like that.
When you're not around, of course.
So it's girl talk on that level, whereby when you hear the guys, that's guys talk on that level. It's just in most movies you get to hear guys talk that way, but this time it was set with a kind of ladies. So, story. Like Leisha said, girls getting together with the famous one, bringing her girlfriends together for the Essence Fest because she married the ex-football player, right?
A retired
football player. Yeah. And, you know, they're trying to get a new contract with having the best marriage ever. So, what it reminded me of, and it was a takeoff of, a comedic Queen Sugar. And if you watch Queen Sugar, you knew there was the famous sister, and then she came back to her family, and she had a brother and a half-sister, or she was the half-sister, but they was coming together. It was almost built in that type of concept, but since this was a single movie, they had to shorten everything up. So it kind of reminded me of that with the rich girl having the husband that had the affair, and it came about that, what are you going to do? But she was trying to reclaim herself. Mm-hmm. So the directing wasn't bad, though. It wasn't a bad directing.
But, you know, you have four great women actresses there.
So that was the best part of the movie.
And I think that the reason, I mean, if it was anybody else, no name, it would not have been good.
Yeah, so like Leisha's saying, the actresses stood out. They made the movie.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for their kind of acting ability and their realism of kind of really looking like friends, then you would have said, what the hell? You know what I mean?
Yeah, because the way it was, like, you know, it's like, you know, these girls hang out for they've been together for a long time. The way,
just great acting.
Yeah, the way the relationship was, it was awesome, you know?
So Queen Latifah was with Jada, you know, remember when the movie Set It Off?
Mm-hmm.
They was together in that. And Regina Hall is just a really, really good actress. She's starting to build her profile up, but she's a really good actress. And like Leisha found, the one girl, what was her name? Deborah Haddish or
Tiffany Haddish.
Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah, Tiffany Haddish.
So she, you know,
she's been there.
She made the movie exciting.
Yes, she did.
She made the movie. People go, whoa, that girl was crazy.
She was crazy. She was hilarious. She was buck wow. I mean, she was wow. And she was fun, you know. I just thought she was hilarious through the whole thing. I really did.
So she stole the show. With Regina Hall, she's in a lot of the stupid scary movie. the stupid one, with the what's his name in there, the Wayans brothers.
Yeah,
in that she was in what is it, Blackish. When I saw Blackish, I was like, who's that? But remember, she was like the woman that was taking care of the kids and everything.
She was.
She did something in that way. So
also, she's in the Netflix show Naked.
Okay, yeah, that too. So she's been around. She's hitting a couple of shows. This was pretty much a co-star and a major movie as well. So she's doing a couple of things, and she's a really good actress. I like her. She's not really imposing. She's not really stand out to the point of, wow, what a strong. She did a good role in here. She was a, you know, she did a really, really good role in here. But to the movie, it's the director. I think he did what he could with what they gave him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It was great because he didn't need to have extras if he was in New Orleans. You always gonna have people in New Orleans.
You sure?
One way or another.
That's a place that stay partying.
They kept going down the same streets because they probably was like, this is where the people are, or this is how much I can afford kind of just film in these areas and everything. And you know, you'd had a lot of cameos in here too. So that was kind of cool. A lot of singers and a couple of actors in there. But yeah, it was a lot of good cameos. But overall, the movie to me, which made it a lot stronger, was basically, these are some friends, and if you have friends like this, they're always going to tell you who you are. Whether you think or make yourself to be something different, they know who you are. And they came together to kind of say, this is who we are, remember who we are, and we can be successful together. And it was really good. It was not what I expected, but I think reading what the critics were saying, and I heard some reviews, you know, I just wanted to see for myself, and it turned out to be very, very good.
So, of course, you know, I loved it because one is when your girls get together, you get to do everything you don't want to do that you wouldn't do around your husband or your other family member, because that's what it is. You have a great time and you just enjoy each other. And that's what they did. They didn't hold back and acting crazy, even though some of them were single. But the fact is that it still was, you know, girls getting together, enjoying themselves, not holding back, being friends, being supportive of each other, being strong of each other. And, you know, it's great to see that in the movies now. And this is a great time to start seeing that in movies right now.
Yeah, so, and this was for black women. So please don't take that away from, you haven't seen four black women lead a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen a lot of black women supporting of a story. You know, you look at The Help, but The Help was more supporting women to, forget her name. But the white character that was writing the book, but it was about them, but it wasn't about them. With this movie, it was all about them, and they carried the movie with great acting ability. And that was a really plus to this whole movie. You know, you had a couple of male counterparts, Lorenz Tate, which is always cool. Every time I love seeing him. He's always cool.
And it was cute how they had him in there. I mean, he was just this sweet guy.
He's a gentleman. He knows the girls from way back.
Yep, exactly.
You know, it looks like they had somewhat of a relationship, but he was always kind of, hey, look, I'm gonna be chivalrous. I'm not gonna be rude. I know that she's married, but he was good. He played a really good character. So it was good to see him in that role. The guy from Queen Sugar was in there too. The guy that played the brother.
Kofi.
Kofi Cerebo.
Mm-hmm.
He was on there.
Yeah.
You know, if not, you called Ralph Angel, you know.
Which is kind of cool because they, they didn't emphasize on so much of a remote, or what is it, a romantic relationship, you know what I'm saying? It was like a casual kind of thing. It wasn't forced on people.
Well, that was the thing. They didn't come there to build a relationship. They came there to have fun. And,
right.
And to get one of their girls laid, you know, pretty much. You haven't had a man in years, so you got to get you some dick, you know.
That was hilarious. That was really funny. It's like, everybody, we're going to have fun at the Essence Festival on the plane. They had the plane full with a bunch of black women with a white couple.
So, yeah. So, they sprinkled in a lot of good characters that just played really well. The token white woman, Kate Walsh, was in there. She was funny. That was what's her name? Regina Hall's agent.
Yeah, she did great in Anatomy and Private Practice.
Yeah. So Private Practice.
That was one of our shows.
Yeah. So, you know, when they spanned that off from Grey's Anatomy, she was good, and it started off really good. Then it got boring, just like all of the other shows that she makes.
Yes.
But overall, it was a lot of good characters. It looks like, if you see a lot of the previews too, so be prepared. They cut a lot of it. So the previews show you things that wasn't in the damn movie. So, you know, it's kind of like,
you have to go see the movie if you really want to, you want to see what's really going on.
And then you go, damn, what happened to that part? And, you know, because I just saw another trailer and I was like, I didn't see that part. Where the fuck did that come go? Mm-hmm. But this was a long movie. So it's for a comedy. I don't think you could stretch it out that long. If it's an action movie, if it's more than 2 hours, it'll keep your attention to a certain extent. But, you know, when it comes to comedies, I think you stretching it to a 2 hour. But I think they put enough in here so you wouldn't have said, all right, get to it. It was just enough to say, oh, we're at the end.
You know, I mean, the story was good enough that I didn't pay attention to how long the movie was.
Yeah, so
I mean, that was pretty good too. Yeah, because there's movies I sit in and it's like, okay, even if it's a, you know, some movies that we really want to go see, the first thing I'm like, okay, how long is this movie going to be? You know, so, but this one, it just kept your attention. Mm-hmm. It was funny. They put the right person to make you laugh in there. I mean, this is actually a good movie, like a lot of girls are doing. All their girlfriends go together to go to see this movie.
Yeah, and what's funny is they had, what was the other one? It was another one that came out around this time, right before this, that bombed in the theater. They had a couple of known actresses. Not Cameron Diaz. The one. So it was a bunch of white girls, put it that way.
Was it came out this year?
Yeah. It came out within, I think, the last month or so. Yeah, it was pretty recent. I mean, it's pretty recent.
Okay.
But yeah, so that one bombed. So people was like, uh-oh, I hope this does well. Or I hope people like, and it just blew the competition away. You know, it was kind of.
Was it with a mom's, her and her mother?
No.
Okay, because that was with Snatch. I think it was.
That bombed too. Yeah. No, Scarlett Johansson. It's called Rough Night.
Okay. Oh yeah.
Yeah, that one.
But that was kind of weird because it's like somebody got died doing. They were doing something. And he got killed. They died doing while they were hanging out.
Like a stripper guy. The guy was a stripper. And he died.
Yeah.
And then they tried to dispose of the body. It was almost like a
suspense comedy.
No, it was a stupidity comedy. It was just really. It's just silly as fuck. But but that didn't do well. That really didn't do well. Even with the actresses and everything that was in there. They had Zoe Kravitz was in there. The lead was Scarlett Johansson. Kate McKinnon from Saturday Night Live was in there. Just a couple of main women that you would see and say, okay, that sounds like that's going to be a little interesting. No, it didn't do well at all, and it just bombed at the theater. So, and then you got the other one, Girls Night Out, and that was like a whole bunch of no names, like you were saying, Leisha. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Girls Night Out, but this one was a thriller, and they rated that 4.9.
God so, damn.
Yeah, so, but it was a TV movie. But, you know, the thing is, this they did just enough for this to be good. You know, again, the director was okay. He was okay. He did well for what he had, but thank God he had some great actresses. Mm-hmm. And they played the hell out of the roles to make you feel believable about it.
Well, see, the good thing is that, I mean, one thing is I don't think they'd expect it to do as good. That was one. And two is they know that black women will come to see Jada, Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
So he put the right four women in the top lead roles to make it, even if it was a flop amongst the critics, black people will go see it.
Just like the barbershops and the best, what's that, best man or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he knew he had a following with them, and they kind of rated them okay. But this one, they rated it a lot higher than you would expect. You know what I mean? The critics rated it a lot higher.
Yes, they did. Expect. The critics really did.
You know, he did just enough. But, you know, hopefully with his track record now, they'll give him a little more money and say, look, I can make good series.
Well, you know there's going to be a two on this one.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know.
They made a lot of money on it.
Yeah, and they're still making money.
Yeah.
They're still making money.
Yeah, and if they're making a lot of money, you know the movie industry's like, oh, look, go ahead, make a number two.
Yeah, so are you writing another two? Did you think of how you wanted to do this? And, you know, and that's how they do it, which is kind of bad. You know, it's just bad that they kind of play it out. But, I just see, let me see. So Malcolm D. Lee is the director. And he did a couple of directing. His upcoming projects, The Best Man Wedding, Winning Ugly, Night School, and Brushback. So he has a couple of, you know, things he got set up, but he's running that best man to the ground. So, because he got, I think it's The Best Man, and then it was another one after that, and then now it's The Best Man's Wedding, you know, so... You know, you got to get all that together. And he's like, look, I'm going to milk this until they said stop making these movies. But he's making his movies and he's making his money. So keep doing what you're doing there, Malcolm D. Lee. He's good to go. Yeah, The Best Man Holiday.
Yeah, Best Man Holiday. That's right. Yeah,
so he did The Best Man Holiday. Now the next one is The Best Man Wedding. So, yeah, and he did Welcome Home, Roscoe. I thought that was funny as hell, too. And Undercover Brother, which was kind of silly. But so overall, very good movie. Very surprisingly good movie. So yes, I can see why people went to see it or still going to see it and recommended to people. I can see how the actual critics was like, not a bad movie. Based on what I thought it would be, not a bad movie.
Right.
You know what I mean? So even the critics gave him some credit. So
I would say, what number you give this one?
I say a 7. And the reason why I say a good 7 is because it wasn't great, but it was a good movie. Mm-hmm. So I'll always put a 7 on something that I could recommend.
Well, I would give it a 7 too, because it was, to me, it was still funny as hell. I would watch that one again because the jokes and everything they did was hilarious.
There's a portion in there that was funny. And, you know, even though some of it was a little crude at parts, I think they moved past it. They didn't continue to try to say, let's be as crude as possible because the guys is always crude. So we're going to be, no, they moved past it. And, you know, there was the main crude girl who had a mouth on her. But you need to have that kind of girl with you.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, then people are going to take advantage of your ass. Just like you have the one guy to be like, look, man, when it's time to fight, we need that one guy to help us kick everybody's ass.
Yeah, go, act the fool, get crazy.
And that's who she was. So she was perfect for the group and everything. And funny is, everyone knew their role.
Yes.
So even when they talked about it and, you know, they had conversations with each other, they knew their roles. They knew who each one was. You know, whether they wanted to believe it or not, they knew, you know, girl, you need to be back to where you were. You feeling sorry for yourself.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You're a better reporter than that, but you sold out. Yeah, you got your life made with your man. And girl, you just the craziest bitch I ever known. And you still our girl. You know, one of those. And it was, again, I think the best thing about this movie was their relationship with each other just seemed genuine.
Mm-hmm.
It they didn't seem like they were acting as friends.
No, they really
seemed genuinely like they were friends.
Like I said, you know, it's like you wanted to say, shoot, you want to hang out with them, because it was just that kind of relationship. It didn't feel phony.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It felt like they were really following a group of women that were best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Just acting crazy.
Yep. I'm having a time. You know, they say, hey, look, we got a trip together. Let's go on a girls trip.
Mm-hmm.
And that's usually the case. We have a girls trip and we're going to do our thing, girl. We're going to do our thing. So, yeah. So, and you said you rated it what?
I'm 7.
Yeah,
seven.
So we both had sevens.
Yeah,
on that.
7. Definitely 7.
So Leisha kind of mentioned earlier too is, you know, it's good seeing a lot of these black movies that's coming out that people starting to appreciate, and there's better quality films. But I kind of told her, I think they have so many black movies on the shelf that you never know when this was written and started and produced. And when did the studios decide to let it off the shelf? Because studios don't just let anything off unless you're a known director.
Right.
And they paying you to make a movie. I think this guy, he's pretty good to say, I can do a good movie that makes money. But it was kind of odd that it was all women. And in this day and age with the diversity thing kicking in, it's kind of like, I think we need to see more women movies. Yeah, you need to see more women movies, and you need to see more women directors, and you need to see more women writers. And if you looking or if you read, you'll find that a lot of women writers and directors are doing just as good as men. You just, if you don't look for them, you'll never know that a woman wrote or directed a lot of the series on Game of Thrones. There's a lot of women directors that was on there. A lot of HBO shows that's on there, there's a lot of women directors. There's a lot of writers that's out there that's doing great things that are women. And Hollywood is trying to capitalize on it now because they are under pressure, not because the quality of their work. They kind of still bypass, and that's what Leisha goes through with these unconscious bias, mm-hmm. that they can't make a good men movie, so let's find out if women will go see this kind of movie. Dude, people go see these kind of movies, and that's what they're not taking in consideration.
Which was interesting, because when you said, well, you know, they made a movie but with white women, almost the same version but with a twist of
with a twist to it.
Right, and it didn't do so well. So this was a huge, I think that to the in the movie industry, well, you know, in Hollywood, mm-hmm. this was a big surprise to them that it even did this well.
Right. So now they're kind of like, damn, what should we look at now? You know what I mean? Or what do we have? Do we have anything we produce that we just sit? Now they're going to start looking for stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They That's tried. Right. I mean, think about it. They tried, because I just told you one, that Rough Night. They was like, oh, let's get a girl's. Yeah, but that shit didn't do well.
Yeah, so that's why I was like, you know, again, they tried that way. They said, okay, I don't think, like I said, who was the people that put this movie out?
Who was the
distributor?
I don't know, baby.
Because that again can speak of why.
Or who's stretching?
Yes, exactly. Yeah,
who, there it is. It's Universal.
Okay.
Universal Studios. So. Interesting. But
Yeah. So the studios are taking chances. The studios is saying, how do we get something that's relevant and going from there?
Right.
You had, you know, Kenyon Barris. You know who he is, right?
Mm-mm, no.
Kenyon Barris writes for Black-ish.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
he writes for Black-ish. I think he was one of the creators, I think, or co-creators or whatever like that.
Right.
Yeah, so he's funny. He's a really funny guy, and I like the way.
I remember when that first came out and how Black people got mad with the name Black-ish.
Just the name.
Just the name Black-ish. And then all of a sudden, so, you have not heard anymore.
So you got Tracy Oliver. She's an actress, but she helped write it. And then it was Kenyon Barris, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was Erica Rivanja. I don't know who that is. Is known for her work in Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, South Park, and Trolls. So she did a lot of animated stuff. She's a writer for some animated stuff. So he has some miscellaneous people that help him do that. So it's two women and Kenyon Barris. They did it. He did the screenplay, and they did the women did the writing.
Okay.
So that's why I think it seems so authentic, with the women saying the things that they do, talking about the things that they do, kind of reacting in the way that they do. It was good to see the naturalness of that, and probably because these were women, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And he just screenplayed it for the movies, which was smart as hell. But yeah, two women did that, and on top of Kenyon Barris. I was just looking to see if when this was actually filmed, and we know it was released this year. I was just wondering, but couldn't get the information quickly, so... But that's Girls Trip. Really enjoyable. It is recommended. I know I'm a guy saying I recommend it, but
which is a surprise.
I watch movies.
Yeah,
a surprise. I watch movies.
No, but remember, you know, I don't. If the critics did not give it such a high rating, you would not have seen this.
So movie. I looked at it like what's the name? Like Bridesmaid. You know, the critics thought that was good. But a lot of people was like, yeah, it was too much crude shit going on. Yeah, I get that. But you had a lot of funny characters on there.
Yeah, but, you know, that's what makes it crazy.
What's that?
It's the fact that when the women go crazy on these damn shows and men is like, you know, they're kind of crazy. Why do they do that? They become big fucking hits.
What do you mean?
You know, like Bridesmaids. With that, if it comes on TV, I watch it. I can't get enough of that show.
But that was a little more dramatic too. Even though it was funny as hell, it showed that she was going through some shit being the bridesmaid. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I just liked how that movie was. Yeah, there was crude parts in there. Yeah, there was some stuff that was kind of like slapstick in that. But I liked it overall.
Yeah.
It was just really good.
Yeah, but again, it was funny as hell. And I mean, again, you know, if you know, between the two, like I said, those are two movies I definitely will be added to my list. If it comes on TV, I'll be watching it because it was just funny as hell. The jokes don't seem to get... It won't get old. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. So you're right, baby. It was filmed last year.
Mm-hmm.
It was filmed late 2016. June 2016. And it's supposed to have been released in January. And then they pushed it back to July. Yeah, but it was in, and then they did do filming at the 2016 Essen Music Festival.
Okay.
So what they did, they took some preliminaries at the festival to make it look like it was that they were there.
Right.
And then they finished the filming after that. So you're right. That was, so I think that was a smart thing. Will Packer. Who's Will Packer? He produced it with Malcolm. Some guy named Will Packer. Will Packer is an American film producer. Blah, 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 blah. Will Packer Foundation. Including Giant Magazine, Jet Magazine, and Who who's hot to watch in 2008 and Black Enterprise's most powerful players under 40. Wow. He is known for producing low-budget, high-profit movies that have made him one of Hollywood's unsung success. Woody Packer.
Interesting.
Interesting. But, yeah, so, you know, even though we don't look at a lot of... Yeah, it's a black guy. He did Straight Outta Compton. He's an actor, writer. He produced Straight Outta Compton.
Really?
He did Ride Up. He produced Ride Along. Think Like a Man. He did The Roots. He produced a lot of the Roots series. He did Ride Along 2 because one made so much goddamn money. Almost Christmas. So he did a lot of they banking on him. Is like, if he puts his money and say this is worth it, Hollywood says okay, give him the money. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, good for him. Good for him. He produced about 55. He has 21 projects coming up. He's producing Jacob's Ladder, that remake of that. Black Phantom. He's executive producing Car Wash, Ride Along 3. Jesus Christ. He's got a lot of stuff coming out. But remember, he's a producer, so he's helped funding what's going on. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, pretty decent. Looked him up. This is a black brother that they don't put his age in here, but smart guy, really smart guy. So that's Girls Trip.
Yes, yes.
We rated it a 7. Check us out, Urban Lifestyle Cafe. You can find us on bougieblackbrother.com under movies. And you can find us on Google Play or on Podbean. Sign up on Podbean and you get the fresh ones out there. Or if you go to iTunes, you can find us under Bougie Black Brother. Or you can find us under Urban Lifestyle Cafe. So we separated that so you can be able to say, hey, I'm just in the movies. What's your next movie? Well, our next movie is this. So if you didn't see the other one, we saw Dunkirk is coming out, Atomic Blonde, Detroit. And if possible, we probably going to see, what's that other one I said I wanted to see? The sci-fi one, baby. Valerium.
Yeah, Valerium. That's right.
The critics was like, don't freaking bother, you know. But I thought it was visually interesting. So we still might go see that. But after that, I'm so, so disappointed with the Dark Tower. We may have to see that in another way. But we may see it in that way. But really, there's nothing really big coming up until I think September. And then...
there was that one that was coming out next week. Something Lucky.
Yeah, Something Lucky. I forget. But and the critics are saying a lot of good things about that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Logan Lucky. Got Channing Tatum and Daniel Craig. That's my man right there. But he's playing a criminal... And it's just kind of weird. It's a comedy crime drama. And if they do it right, it's going to be fantastic. They got it at a 6.4 out of 10. So pretty good. I'm not sure what Rotten Tomatoes have it, though. Did you see what Rotten Tomatoes have, baby?
No, I didn't.
So, but they rated it. I was looking at a couple of things, and they rated it kind of high. On one of the movie database that I was looking at. Yeah, so the critics rated it a 93 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
And 97s want to see. So as people start seeing it, that probably fluctuate maybe here or there.
Yeah, definitely want to see it. It comes out next week.
Yeah, so I think that one. And it's Steven Soderbergh. So that dude always does pretty good movies. He does pretty damn good movies. If you don't know who Steven Soderbergh is, just think of Ocean 11, Ocean 12, Ocean 13, Ocean 14, Ocean 15. Nah, just kidding. All the way up to Ocean 13. So he does a lot of other
good movies. So as you see his name, you'll know that, oh, this guy is really, really good. He did Traffic. He did a couple of other series as well. So Steven Soderbergh. But we'll let you know, and we'll get back with you. But for now, any last thoughts, Boop?
No, I'm happy with the movie.
Yep, so exciting and happy. But thank you for stopping by Urban Lifestyle Cafe, and we'll talk to you real soon. Take care.
Bye.